The challenges and opportunities for femtech startups in the tech industry. Abstract. Femtech, a term used to describe technology focused on women's health and wellness, is a rapidly growing sector in the tech industry. This paper aims to investigate the challenges and opportunities for femtech startups in the tech industry, including issues related to funding, regulation, and gender bias. The paper begins with a review of the literature on the current state of the femtech industry, highlighting the benefits and limitations of these technologies. The paper then presents case studies of successful femtech startups, including fertility tracking apps, breast cancer screening tools, and menstrual cycle tracking devices. The paper also examines the challenges facing femtech startups, particularly with respect to issues of funding, regulation, and gender bias. The potential for femtech to exacerbate existing inequalities in healthcare is analyzed, and suggestions for mitigating these issues are provided. Finally, the paper discusses the future of femtech in the tech industry, including potential advancements in artificial intelligence, wearables, and telemedicine. The role of policymakers in promoting the development and implementation of femtech startups in the tech industry is also addressed. Overall, this paper provides a comprehensive overview of the challenges and opportunities for femtech startups in the tech industry and the need for responsible development and implementation of these technologies. Introduction. The femtech industry, focused on women's health and wellness, is a rapidly growing sector in the tech industry. Femtech startups are developing a range of technologies, from fertility tracking apps to breast cancer screening tools, to address women's healthcare needs. However, femtech startups face a unique set of challenges and opportunities in the tech industry. One major challenge facing femtech startups is funding. Female-led startups receive a fraction of venture capital funding compared to male-led startups, and this disparity is particularly pronounced in the tech industry. Additionally, regulatory hurdles can be more difficult to navigate for femtech startups, as women's health is often subject to more scrutiny and stigma. Another challenge facing femtech startups is gender bias. The tech industry has a history of excluding and marginalizing women, and this bias can manifest in the development and marketing of femtech products. Additionally, femtech products may perpetuate existing stereotypes about women and their health. Despite these challenges, the femtech industry presents significant opportunities for improving women's healthcare. Femtech has the potential to improve access to healthcare, reduce costs, and improve patient outcomes. Additionally, femtech startups can provide opportunities for women in the tech industry and promote diversity and inclusion. Theoretical framework. Femtech refers to technology solutions that cater to the specific health needs of women, including reproductive health, pregnancy, menopause, and breast cancer. The theoretical frameworks related to femtech are rooted in the healthcare industry and women's health movements. The development of femtech aligns with the principles of the women's health movement, which aims to address the gender bias and inequality that exists in healthcare. Additionally, theories related to innovation, entrepreneurship, and startup ecosystems can also inform the understanding of femtech startups' challenges and opportunities. Femtech startups face unique challenges due to the stigma associated with women's health, limited funding opportunities, and regulatory hurdles. However, femtech startups also have the opportunity to address an underserved market and contribute to closing the gender gap in healthcare. Understanding these challenges and opportunities can help inform the development of successful femtech startups and contribute to the growth of the femtech industry as a whole. Challenges faced by femtech startups. The challenges faced by femtech startups can vary, but some of the most common challenges include funding. Like many startups, femtech companies often struggle to secure sufficient funding to support their growth and development. This is partly due to the perception that women's health is a niche market, which can make it difficult for femtech startups to attract investors. Gender bias. Gender bias is another significant challenge facing femtech startups. This can take many forms, including biases in product development, marketing, and funding. There is also a lack of diversity in the tech industry, which can make it difficult for women to break into the industry and create products that meet their needs. Regulatory hurdles. The regulation of health products is complex and can be a significant challenge for femtech startups. These companies must navigate various regulations and compliance requirements to bring their products to market. This can be time-consuming and costly, making it challenging for smaller startups to compete with larger, established companies. Limited market awareness. Women's health issues have historically been underrepresented in medical research, resulting in a lack of knowledge and understanding around many conditions. This can make it challenging for fintech startups to educate consumers and healthcare providers about their products and services, limiting their market potential. Lack of infrastructure and resources. Building a successful fintech startup requires access to specialized infrastructure and resources, such as clinical research facilities, regulatory expertise, and experienced personnel. These resources can be limited, particularly for early-stage startups, making it difficult to establish and grow a business. Understanding these challenges is critical in developing strategies for overcoming them and promoting the success of fintech startups in the tech industry. Opportunities for fintech startups. Fintech startups face unique challenges due to the nature of the industry, but there are also many opportunities for growth and success. One such opportunity is the growing demand for women's health products and services. As women are becoming more informed about their health and wellness, they are seeking out products and services that cater specifically to their needs. This has created a market for fintech startups to provide innovative solutions for women's health issues. Another opportunity for fintech startups is the advancements in technology that have made it easier and more affordable to develop and bring products to market. For example, wearable technology and mobile health apps are becoming more common, allowing for personalized and accessible health monitoring and management. Additionally, the rise of telemedicine has made it possible for women to receive medical consultations and advice remotely, which can be especially helpful for those in rural or underserved areas. Fintech startups also have the opportunity to collaborate and partner with established healthcare organizations, such as hospitals and insurance providers. These partnerships can provide resources and support for product development, as well as access to a wider audience. Overall, there are many opportunities for fintech startups to grow and succeed in the tech industry. By focusing on innovative solutions for women's health issues and leveraging advancements in technology, fintech startups can make a significant impact in improving women's health and wellness. Case studies of successful fintech startups. In this section, we examine case studies of successful fintech startups and their strategies for overcoming challenges and leveraging opportunities. Clue is a Berlin-based fintech startup that has created an app for tracking menstrual cycles. The app has been downloaded over 12 million times and is available in over 190 countries. Clue's success can be attributed to its focus on user experience, as well as its use of data to improve the accuracy of its predictions. LV is a London-based fintech startup that has created a range of connected products for women's health, including a pelvic floor trainer and a breast pump. LV has raised over $50 million in funding and has won numerous awards for its innovative products. LV's success can be attributed to its focus on solving real problems faced by women, as well as its ability to leverage advances in technology. Nurx is a San Francisco-based fintech startup that provides online birth control and other prescription medications. Nurx has raised over $90 million in funding and has been praised for its focus on accessibility and affordability. Nurx's success can be attributed to its use of technology to remove barriers to healthcare access, as well as its ability to navigate complex regulatory environments. Flow Health is a Belarus-based fintech startup that has created a menstrual cycle tracking app, as well as a range of other products for women's health. The app has been downloaded over 160 million times and is available in over 20 languages. Flow Health's success can be attributed to its focus on providing personalized content and support to users, as well as its use of data to improve its products and services. Ava is a Swiss-based fintech startup that has created a fertility tracking bracelet. The bracelet monitors various physiological parameters to provide personalized insights into a woman's menstrual cycle and fertility. Ava has raised over $42 million in funding and has won numerous awards for its innovative product. Ava's success can be attributed to its focus on providing actionable insights to women, as well as its ability to leverage advances in technology. These case studies demonstrate that fintech startups can be successful by focusing on solving real problems faced by women, leveraging advances in technology, and using data to improve their products and services. Additionally, they show that successful fintech startups are able to navigate complex regulatory environments and remove barriers to healthcare access. Future directions for fintech startups. As the fintech industry continues to grow and evolve, it is important to consider the potential future directions and their impact on fintech startups. One potential direction is the increasing integration of artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning in fintech products and services. This could lead to more personalized and accurate health recommendations and treatments, but also raises concerns about data privacy and bias. Femtech startups will need to stay informed about the latest developments in AI and navigate the ethical considerations of using these technologies. Another potential direction is the expanding market for men's health products and services. While the femtech industry has traditionally focused on women's health, there is a growing demand for men's health products and services, such as fertility testing and hormone monitoring. Femtech startups may have the opportunity to expand their offerings and cater to a broader market. Additionally, the increasing focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the tech industry presents an opportunity for femtech startups to address gender and racial disparities in healthcare. Femtech startups that prioritize diversity and inclusivity in their products, services, and teams may have a competitive advantage in the market. To leverage these opportunities and address the challenges faced by femtech startups, potential solutions and strategies include partnering with established healthcare organizations, networking with other femtech startups and industry experts, and advocating for policies that support women's health and entrepreneurship. Overall, the future of femtech startups is promising, but also requires navigating the unique challenges and opportunities of the industry. Staying informed about the latest developments and trends, while prioritizing diversity, equity, and inclusion, can help femtech startups thrive in the ever-evolving tech industry. Conclusion. In conclusion, this research paper provided an overview of femtech and its growing significance in the tech industry. It highlighted the unique challenges faced by femtech startups, including funding, gender bias, and regulatory hurdles, as well as the opportunities available to them, such as the growing demand for women's health products and services and advancements in technology. Case studies of successful femtech startups were examined to identify the factors that contributed to their success and potential future developments in the femtech industry, and their potential impact on femtech startups were discussed. Finally, the implications for policy and practice were discussed, and potential areas for further research were identified. This research emphasizes the need for support and resources for femtech startups to overcome challenges and capitalize on opportunities in the tech industry. Policymakers and industry leaders can play a significant role in fostering an inclusive and supportive environment for femtech startups to thrive. Further research is needed to explore the potential of femtech in improving women's health outcomes and to identify effective strategies for promoting the growth and success of femtech startups.